Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, everybody. And I have a lot of you writing and going, what is going on with the music tonight? That was a song that we started out with, and it's called Fever, and it's by Yucca Rose. And it's a very, very, you know, the part is Yucca, if I always say the wrong name, because to me it sounds like you're saying something different. I love you. You know that, Yuki, they call you in Bali. You are a phenomenal, beautiful voice. And we started that out tonight because we had a lot of individuals writing. You and Dina Flanagan, we want to hear about love life. So we want you two back talking again about karma and what happens in relationships. We're in 2014. What happened? You guys have been doing all this work. We want to hear about it. So I played the music. We're going to start. I'm Jethro Smith, and I'm speaking of Dina Flanagan. Those of you who don't know, and there's probably a few of you in the room tonight. We've got a lot of new people coming in, but you've already been writing to us on Facebook. Dina Flanagan is a certified psychic medium. She was born with this gift of being able to read individuals with a gift that develops to be able to see the past, present, and future. Dina also is a phenomenal healer. It's really a wild kinship that me and Dina have grown together, that Dina and me have a lot of the same qualities. She's also able to do mediumship too. We've discussed this, and this is what you were talking about. Talking about the difference of the sexes and the energy, that's why I started out tonight with Fever. It's something that me and Dina have done, and we will be celebrating our third year anniversary of working together on the radio February 17th. Hello, Dina, and how are you up in Maine?
Hi, I'm great. Today is a good day, nice warm day. And I hear that, you know, we're getting kind of the same weather you are in Florida.
Oh, brother. You're the reason. We're kind of chilly. It's like 40 degrees. I had to put on my jacket. I'm all whining. There's a little cool air.
Yeah, 40 here. It was 40 here, too. So it's like, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You told me she's keeping the snow and all the chill out of my hair. I really have a good thing going on. We've got Connie in the room. She says she showered today. Hey, everyone, we love you, Connie. Keep washing it. We got to tease you guys. I've got the wildest group tonight, and I'm just looking over here in Skype. I already have two individuals writing to me, leave Dean alone. I haven't done anything but introduce her. I love you guys. They automatically start in this, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight is, Dina, our kinship as two psychics and developers. Let's go through a little bit of individuals. We've taught people when you need a reading and when you don't. We've taught individuals of what type of psychic to look for. I proudly say that we're doing classes together, and I've had a lot of individuals saying, you guys did a crazy show on a Sunday. You came in, you and Dina were here for 30 minutes, and then you ran off. Where'd you go? What we were doing is we were doing a class, and if you listened into that class, you would have heard us. We didn't take any phone calls. We didn't read. What we did is we worked together to help develop a different way of helping. Dina talked about raising energy that day. So, Dina, the questions that I've got here on the emails, most of these I'm going to use tonight are the ones that we've got with clients wanting to get this. Those of you who want a reading, stay on the phones. We're going to pick up a few readings. Do know that if you've called in and you've asked for a reading in the last probably week or that, give it time to do. Don't keep calling in and saying, asking the same question of all seven psychics, because there's names they call. No, I'm teasing you guys. We really want you to get the reading. Dina, help me with why isn't it good to keep calling in and getting a reading from every psychic that's on the show?
Well, it's just not. I mean, because you should really, I mean, the thing is, if you're trying to call in and get one from every psychic, and you're not trusting yourself, you're not trusting your own intuition or your own, you're not trusting what the first psychic says. So it's just, it gets muddled. When you're calling in and getting all these different readings, it gets very muddled. Really, you should have one reading every, 3 to 6 months. That's traditionally what it is. And so, therefore, all the energy, we all read different, that's true. But the answers are pretty much going to be the same because it's you, it's your energy we're reading. So it just muddles it if you try to do too much. Too much of a good thing is just too much.
And exactly, and you want to give it time to let it settle. It's like food or anything like you're doing. I had an individual tell me that they had had a reading from, and I will say other shows that we love, and they were on, and they were like, they had done the shows. Well, then I read for them here, and then I went over and I read for them on Healing Fountain on Monday. Then I went over and read in Journey into the Light. Then I turned around and read for them on Janine's Hour. Then I went to A1R. Then I ended up reading them on A1B, and then I hit them on Psychic Energy. Then they couldn't understand why when they called my house, I was a little grumpy, and I explained to him, I do still see the same thing. And I do agree. There comes a point, you've got to visualize this with us. We're going to the higher power, our energy, and this is a spiritual for most of us, especially as good ones, that we take pride in it. I know that Dina has personally healed people over the air. I know that I have helped with this and have some of my credence. And what I love is I'm up there and I'm asking the guides, what's going to happen? And then this person keeps going over and over. It's like the old story. You ask and it gets pretty soon the higher power and the energies. I've had them tell me, to not, and they won't answer. So then I've had people, and for example, I'm not getting an answer. So I tell you I'm not getting an answer. It's because the person has went to and took all those psychics with it. And you're going to get the great things. I used to love, and I understand this is a psychic, we call them a psychic groupie. That's exactly what they're called. And you go to 17 shows, and then you sit down, and you've got all this. In my case, it was readers in different places. And I learned a real good lesson. It's confusing, too. I don't care if I was a waiter. I have a very multiple-taskable mind. I can multiple-task real well. But I've gotten this and that reader. You mix it up. So what I would suggest, and this is something I'm trying to help all of you who really do this, take it and get your best reader. Take it out a little bit. I had someone say, you just don't want them to have another reading, Jethro, because you're worried that like they might get your reading. No, I have different types of reading. I know that I go to my best people when I want to know my serious stuff. Dina's always been on. We just don't work together. Dina will confess when she admits to it, but Dina's one of my readers. If I'm having something also with healing, I call Dina. Like Dina said, and she really made me feel very good. Who else are we going to work with? We know we're good. But that's how come. But I also, if I'm asking something in a different situation, I ask someone over here, I might take and do that. But when you go over 2 to 3 to 5, or you continually ask, then it isn't. And so I welcome all of you guys on Psychics Gone Wild. Let's have some fun here with some emails and get into the really good part about what we're doing here. Dina, I have had an individual in my life for 16 years. This individual is telling me now that they've never believed in any of this, and they've only been playing along with me, and that they really didn't sense any of the things. Now, I must tell you, Dina, this really hurts, because for years we've been going to groups together. We've sat down together and actually done work in our house, and I know I felt presences in the house with us and other energies working there. Dina, I want to club him over the head, and then the next breath I want to grab him and just shake him. Ooh, a little violent there from Tennessee. At the same time, I don't understand, what should I do with this man that pretended to be in the metaphysical?
Hmm. Well, first of all, he's fooling himself. This is what I get. He does get stuff. He just likes to stay closed down and doesn't want to admit he gets stuff, because when he does, then that means that it's going to change his world. So he shuts it out, tunes it out. He doesn't want to change his world, excuse me. And so the fact that he's saying that is his own fears coming out. And these have been, these things he's gone to has been mirrors for him. So he's done bits and bits of work. He doesn't just not get nothing. You don't do 16 years and just get nothing. So now the fact that he's shutting it down and saying, I don't want it anymore or whatever, I'm done with it, that's because he just doesn't want to grow. When he goes, he's faced to see himself and his stuff. And I guess he is at a point where he can't take that right now. And so don't take it personal. It's his growth path and his journey and his process of his time frame. In his time frame and your time frame may not be the same. His growth and your growth may not be the same. So allow him this space to do whatever he has to do next, and don't take it personal.
I love that. And I feel that he's hurting her. I mean, you can hear in this energy, and we sense it as we're going here. She is writing as we're talking, and she's like, thank you, Dina. You made me feel very good. I'm also on another email here we've got with the other individual about we had a canine companion of the police force, and it was on me and Dina's show where they called and asked our advice, and my advice was at that night to send him home to the master. He was coming to the person and visiting on the other side. This individual is writing here and letting me know that that canine soldier, because actually this, you know, the animals are actually officers in the line of duty, has went to the other side, and they're happy to say they're very glad that we did do that night. They're asking, Dina, if you would work with your mediumship and help them, because they keep sensing that they did the right thing by sending them over, but now they're curious, is there going to be times that the canine's going to come back? Is that animal that passed away going to be able to still come back and work with them?
I feel like it's still by the person's side. Whoever, I don't know who's writing or who's doing what, or whoever had this dog, and I feel like it's still by your side, like it still rides along with you. This is what it's showing me. The dog is showing me that they're right still by your side, which will, at points, will guide you in some directions. That's what the dog is saying, will guide you in directions still, and that's how it's going to manifest into going. Apparently, there was a strong connection. The dog is saying there was a strong connection, and that connection, even though it was sent to the other side, is not broken. The connection is still there. That dog is still there as if it is sitting there. And excuse me, it still feels like it's doing the work, still wants to do the work with you. So, yes, you will still feel that. And you will. It will be more like a guidance and a protection sort of thing.
I love that. And those of you who are going into the archives, what we did is we did do that. And I thank you, Dina. She's writing here and saying that this is very good. I think it was actually last week is when it was on. It was on last Thursday with me and Dina together. I have a person writing down there going, Dina, you are always and will be my favorite of the Psyche's Gone Wild. There's videos out there, and I'm working on it. Know that we're going to make a video of you that's going to be the best. What kind of music do you like so we can put it to music when I make your video?
Well, excellent. Thank you. But I don't know if the music will go with it. I'm a classic rock girl, believe it or not. But I love almost all music. I love big band. I love rap. I mean, not rap. Excuse me. That's the one I don't like. I like soul. I like country. I just like it all. I like, what's the one I'm trying to think of? Like a Sarah Brightman and Sarah McLachlan and that type of music. I love music. I'm a music junkie, I guess.
That's interesting. I've been working all this time, and I did think that you liked R&B. I thought, or maybe a little soul, but I now we know with the hard rock. So you guys definitely, and I'm glad you said this. I want to tease some of you who've wrote in. The contest is to do up to 5 minutes. No, we want to at least try to do a minute of a video. You can put pictures together. You can do pretty much a sitcom, whatever you want, to promote the show and why you like the show and the different shows on Psyche's Gone Wild. The winner will win a prize of some really good prizes, starting with a reading from Psychic Jethro, a reader by Patty Negri, a book by Gary Wimmer. Actually, both books by Gary Wimmer is what he wrote in to me and let me know today. And working with the classes, we're going to have you in the magic class with Patty. You also win that. And you were in the Lithmus class with Gary. So it is a big prize you want to put in. And if you really want to win the big prizes, Susan, you just got your name in. I'm a Jan fan. Put in psychicsgonewild.com. Go to the side there where it says how to contact us or do write in. I'm a Jan fan. The winner on February 17th, Psyche's Gone Wild birthday of the Jan fan, will win all of those things that Jan's worked with. Jan has worked with almost all of us on the show, and we tease her. The reason Jan works with all of us is we all love her. She's just a fun person and a very gifted psychic. So those of you who get a chance, definitely put in those events. We're going to grab the phone. We do ask tonight that because we've got so many, to limit it down to we'll go ahead and ask you your name, and then we'll go ahead with one question because we have so many. And I know someone told me yesterday that it does seem to be really difficult, and we last night couldn't get the phones through, but bear with us, and we're going to do the best we can because we are human, but we're going to get you in and have some Psychic's Gone Wild fun. 240, what do you know? 240.
Hi, how are you?
Great. This is Jethro and Dina, and you are?
I'm Lynette.
Lynette, I'm so glad you called in. I can feel the energy here. Have you got a question for Dina?
I do. I just learned today that I did not get the job that I was hoping to get. So I was wondering if there was a job change coming up for me in the near future.
I hear that there'll be an opening in May for a job change or something that you want to do. But I feel like you might look at it twice. Like it'll be an opening, but you might look at it twice. Like it might not be exactly what you want. So you might rethink it or look at it twice. That one you can take and it'll be okay, but I feel like there's a better one in July. Something more to your liking. So, but you're looking to excuse me. You're looking to do something a little different.
I'm open at this point. I'm open.
Yeah, because they're saying that you need to look around at a little bit different things. That's what they're telling you. Hello.
I'm here. Just listening.
Yeah, so broaden your horizons, you know, and look at different things that you might not have considered. And that's what they're telling me.
Okay.
And you will have a couple opportunities this year.
Okay.
I feel like that with the energy. We want to thank you for calling in, and we're here feeling here with Lynette. I want to talk to you just a little bit on the other energy too. The guys are telling me that you have some other individuals that are working with you, or there's something going on with you on something else that seems like there's something this year that's going to be with charity or something. I keep seeing you helping other people. You've got a very good heart is what I'm hearing. The guys are saying there's somewhere you help do some things that's going to be of really good known for other people.
Okay.
And the guys are saying with this, and I'm helping here, I hope, but the guys have said that I'm supposed to let you know that as soon as March and some other things click in, your life is going to be doing that. You have another ability of with individuals, I feel, with your psychic, that you do sense with people, and it's usually pretty good in what you feel with others and what you feel is going on, too.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
No, it's funny. I'm trying to help, but I've got to tease you. Right now, I don't know what happened. I mean, you did this cash in between time, and they kicked us out of my own show. You've been able to hear us, and now we're back. I don't know. Lynette, did you always have this ability to just, that was cool. I don't know how you did it. Do you have any idea? It's like there's the wildest energy going on around you.
Oh, really? No.
Okay. I thank you for calling in. This is Psychic Jethro, and please let us know. Get a hold of us with what we're talking about. And have you listened to us before? Can I ask you honestly, have you ever listened to Psychic's Gone Wild before?
I have.
Good. Tell me what we're doing. We have a lot of individuals tonight that are, we're getting a lot of really wild emails. Everything from, my cat's outside and should I let her in? She has a milk smile on her face, which I really don't know how to answer to that. I know full moon was yesterday. It's waning moon, not whining moon, by the way. Someone keeps telling me that there's a whining moon out there. It's waning, but it is a waning moon. What do you think, Lynette's going on tonight? Please give me your opinion. We've got you on live. What do you feel is out there in the air?
Just a lot of, I feel a lot of electricity. There's a lot of people wanting change, and there are a lot of people that want change but don't know how to go about getting the change.
I agree.
I'm feeling.
I love that. And Dina, you know, we were talking about the year 2014, and those individuals, like Dina's a light warrior, and it's like automatically in metaphysical, we have, those of you are going to laugh who know about it, and some of you are going to go, Jethro, but we do have what they call psychic mail. It does come in energy. It is sent, and it is in the energy. And Dina was one of the first ones they said that was going to be like your light work. She's got to go do these things that she will do this year, front and center. And I agree with what you said, Lynette. It's that energy out there. I've been very busy, and the guides are just like, I feel like I'm kind of like the little kid that got grounded. It's like you will work, and you will work, and you will like work. And I'm just getting all this. I'm reading for a lot of people. I'm sitting here doing it. But I agree with what you said. But it's like, that's why I asked you, and I'm feeling this energy here, and I want to thank you. Because when we do this and we share the positive, or we ask different ones on the show, it changes our energy. We had an individual ask me the other day why we were still doing this after 3 years. And it just kind of floored me. But I thought, well, you know, we're helping people. But that's what I like with it, Lynette. I mean, you listen to different shows. We all have our different things. I love to be silly, and I got teased yesterday about my diet because it lasted 12 hours. I think this is the right color now. I feel good with being this color. I dyed it, and I'm okay. You know, I don't understand that. I got to tell you that whole theory of, you know, with the energy of it. But I do agree with what you said with the change, because for me, that word, the change, electricity. Dina, is there anything you're doing up there in Maine? Are you feeling this? I mean, I know with you, you're like, sometimes we'll have this, and Dina's like so tuned in. She's done it weeks ahead of us. She sometimes runs ahead of the rest of the group. How are you feeling with this electricity?
Well, you're right. I do get it ahead, and I have been in it for a while now. And I don't know. I love this. I love it. It's just like amazing. It's awesome. But the thing, you can't let it overwhelm you. You got to embrace it and really just swim in it is what you have to do. And all these great things are starting to happen. Because 2014 is when they're starting to happen. You've got to make whatever it is in your life happen for this year. Because this is the year to get it ready and do it. And so for 2015, you get to really just kind of go, ah, didn't I do a good job? And sit back and kind of reap the rewards from it. Not that you stop. You never stop. But that's how it's going to progress over 2014 and 2015. So this year, enjoy it and do what you got to do to make it, to get into there for the 2015 energy, because yes, we all need to get there.
I love it. And thank you, Lynette, for talking along with us and helping us get through this. And blessings to you. I would like you to know that I've got down here with it, if you will send in and say, I'm Lynette on there, and give me, you know, all you have to do is I've got your area code there. You've won a prize by Psychic's Gone Wild. It'll take probably 3 to 5 days because my mailman has a hernia. He named after me. But we will get it to you, and we will get you one of our books if you'd like one of the books. I think right now I've got a lot of prizes left, but we give out every time. We were going to give out last night a book, and I'm looking over here, and I have a book of Gary Wimmer's book, Lithmacy. So it's a very phenomenal book. I'm reading the 16 stones, using different stones, and it tells you how to do it and everything. Thank you, Lynette, for calling in, and rock on.
How do I get in contact with you?
PsychicsGoneWild.com, and we have the different sites there, and you can put in. And one thing that we've been doing, and this is something that those of you know, we have our Facebook ones. I had someone tease me yesterday, and they said, what are you doing? What we're doing in there is we're putting in there, we're talking to people, we have an individual, we're trying to get some new people, you know, for the shows. And so you could go in there and talk, or the best way, PsychicsGoneWild.com. You're looking for a real strong reading, too. I feel like, have you had, like, an email reading done?
No.
Okay. The reason I'm suggesting it is that it's like there's some things that you want to look at that you could look at, or you know, and make the contact. I feel like you're going to do – I feel like this is a year for you to really check in and get to know you is what I'm feeling.
Mm, I agree with that one. Yeah, I agree. This is the year to shift your energy, Lynette. This is the year when you shift it. All these things that we were talking about are going to happen to you. You're going to start seeing the world a little different. The job I said you might want to look at something different is that since you're going to see the world different, these different jobs might enter into your head, and you're going to get lighter. So really, you just need to shift your energy, is what I'm feeling. And then then all of a sudden you're going to see like just flowing, your life flowing.
I feel that.
Okay, can I say one more thing before I let you guys go? Because I know there's other people that want to talk to you. When I've done my meditations in the past, I completely agree and concur with what Patty said. I think that's Patty. That I'm going to be doing something different because I heard the angel say that. It's like I'm not sure where to look, but I keep hearing you're going to be doing something different. You're going to be hired for something different. You're going to do something different. Yes. So I concur with that.
Yeah, definitely. It's Dina. But, yes, you are. And it's going to be just something you not quite haven't put your finger on yet. So keep doing those meditations and ask for all this stuff to clear and for it to shift because, you know, it's going to be really interesting and new and nice.
Okay. Great.
Thank you, Lynette. Thank you for calling in, and you rock, and definitely get a hold of us. And I love that. She's talking about her angels, clairaudience, and hearing the guides. And there's something there that is those of us as teachers, you know, and Dina, we are going to be working with our classes and individuals. I had someone tell me yesterday I did the show with Janine Reagan Sinclair, and one of the questions is, teaching, we're working with indigo children or children, when do you start and stop? And I know all of us had different answers, and that's what I love about us psychics and other intuitives and individuals is we all have different beliefs. Dina, can you say, would you say that would be a good time to bring your child in that's gifted and start working with a psychic? Or medium in this case.
Rephrase that, Jethro.
When you're looking at and you have a child that's very gifted, yeah. A lot of individuals are, and then what they're doing right now is the big argument is you should bring your child in at 5, and the big social thing is from 1 to 5 children are learning. So when, what age do you do it? Some of us are bringing in teenagers, some are saying wait till after puberty. What would you say?
I don't think there's any particular age because I think it has to do with your child. Is your child ready? Do you feel it's ready? Because you don't want to push a child. I don't care what age they are. And at age 7, they start to lose that clarity. So they can see it up to age 7, you know, that kind of seeing spirits and talking. And then after that, it starts to get muddled a little. So it depends. But without a doubt, it depends on your child. And you really have to pay attention to that. You do not want to push a child.
See, and there's where me and you are alike again. And without, you know, I know Dina's working. Those of you who get a chance, get a hold of Dina at Dina Flanagan, psychicmedium.com or Psychics Gone Wild. We have her information. Write to her. You know, this is the time of the year we both are real busy. Dina's a phenomenal healer, and I love what you just said, Dina. But we agreed because I've worked with children. I've had someone bring me in a 7 or 8-year-old child, and I'm sitting there. You know, you open, obviously. But then one of the things that I found out that's happened is that I suggest to wait till about 8 or 9 because what I've seen a lot of times is the child's full of wonderment. And what will happen here is we always keep it open and we work, but you want that bonding time with the parent too. And this is where a lot of children get closed down because people do, they stop with the energy or they try to wait and they get all freaked and they say, wait until they go through puberty. No, you don't need to wait till you go through puberty because a lot of times the energy's happening. You're seeing things like me and Dina were born with this gift, and not all the people in my family were. It's one of the questions people ask me. I come from a family of eight. Are all of your siblings, or I don't even know, Dina, if you have siblings, is there people in your family that are not opened?
Well, that's the interesting thing. I come from a long line of, you know, psychics or light workers or whatever, and it's always been the females. Now, however, though, I do have two brothers and a sister, and my sister is psychic like me, but she shut it down. She shuts it down. She uses it, but not really. It scared her. One of my brothers is a cop, so he uses his intuition. He's a very good cop. So he won't call it that. He thinks it's hogwash. My dad, he's more, you know, he was a cop too. He's black and white, but he was very good at using his intuition. So, and then my son, he's very psychic, my youngest son. And so, but he won't use it. So the men won't really call it that or use it. They shut that piece down or just whatever. But the women, I had a great grandmother, two great grandmothers, one red tea leaf, and Native American. Great great grandmothers are Native American, and so they did it in their own way. And then as you come down through, a lot of them were, they just didn't use it, you know, use it like this. And embrace it, you know. But yeah, they do. Well, half my family shuts it down or doesn't want to hear about it or doesn't think what I do is real. And then the other half, of course, really believes it.
So I want to get with the individuals who do the other cards. I know that there's sometimes you'll get an individual who, like you, Dean is really well-known and phenomenal with the tarot. I've read the tarot, and sometimes you will see other individuals do tools that for years I would get a shock when I would read the tarot cards. So I read for United Life Systems and about three other psychic lines back in the 80s with regular playing cards. And then I went through some energy and learned the cards in the old way, and that's how I teach them with it, you know, with the cards and with my class. And I know that, Dina, give a little bit of a tidbit here, and I know we're going to go back. I know a couple of you guys are going, what? And it's like we're holding the phones a little bit. We have some other people being silly. We also have that, you know, this is a Psychics Gone Wild. And what we love is the readings we do, and we're real great at it. We want you to get a chance and get to know us so you know which one reader you're doing. I had someone tell me yesterday, I call all the shows, and everybody gives readings, Jethro. You used to give 10 or 12 readings. Well, I also used to skate real well. I'm not doing that lately, but if I get the urge, you know what happens. Don't push me is what I'm politely saying. I'll be your friend, you be mine. Talk to me, Dina, a little bit about what's going on here with the tarot and give them a little tidbit about how you teach people that want to learn healing or the tarot from you.
Well, when I teach the tarot, I use the Morgan Greer deck. I still have it. I still play with it. But the Morgan Greer, you got to pick your own deck. In class, we try to use the same ones so we're all on the same page. But you can bring your special deck. But you pick a deck that the choices out there are hundreds and hundreds of them. And then I teach them, we're all learning the same thing. So I teach them one at a time. Like I'll have them give me their interpretation of what the card is after I've taught them a few things. And then I will read the book interpretation, because what the book interpretation is not for them, it's more like it tells you what the symbols mean. So once you've got the symbols mean, and then you've got what the numbers mean and the seasons and all that down, because there's multi-layers to it, you don't use the book interpretation. Those are just ways for you to keep in your mind what things can be, because each person is different, each question is different, so each card is going to mean something different. So then after that, I have you put your intuition into that card. Now that you know what it means, it can mean multiple things. You interpret it. So I have people then read each other, and they're even surprised what they get out of it. But that once you've got, no, it's not a complicated thing. It's not anything. So once you break it down to show them it's not complicated, then they get it, and it's just like, wow.
I love it. I do, and I agree with the same thing. And it's like numerology or palm reading. What my favorite thing is, and I got to tease you guys, if you really want the teacher to put a hammer headlock on you, go in and tell the teacher how you read it or saw it different. I love a student that comes in to me, well, I don't feel it's really that line. And when I read over here, this guy said the mound was named actually this. And that isn't really the Venus girdle because it's too far down their wrist. And it's like... Okay, so and this is what I love about this path, because I have through the years done this as a hobby, which was kind of morbid, but I like it. Dina, don't you know of everything that we do with a tool, there's always some other 3 or 4 other objectives? I mean, there's people, if you breathe through your nose in the light meditation I was taught, that's the correct way. Your mouth is the dirty, your nose is the cleanest, bring that in through your nose. And yet there's other people who breathe just through their mouth. There's people who breathe like they're having a child, the method.
The prana breathing, yeah.
So... you know, everything has it, and there's different patterns to it. A good thing is toning. I've always was taught the vowels, ooh, ah, oh, ah, ee, ah, and the vowels to do the chakras, to resonate and balance. And I had someone tell me, you can't do that. You have to do with the fa, la, ti, and re, do, and do the sounds of music. I go, okay, I'm now Julie Andrews. Come on, walk with me. I want to know how to get this energy and resonate it. There's where Dina does it, like you said, bring it down to the fundamentals. How, and we both know as individuals, if someone's hearing sounds, they're clairaudient. I've had people like hear music right away, and they're hearing these songs. They've written this like, the sun will come out tomorrow, bet your bottom dollar. And they're like, what does that mean? What that means is their guides are telling them in music, which is a great way to resonate, it's going to be okay, bet your bottom dollar, it's okay, it's all right. I know the ones are like, Jethro, don't ever sing Annie. I won't. I was more of a bass. I did a lot of jazz. But what happens is the guides will come in and do that. Someone also sensing color. Dina, tell me what this, and this is something I've got two individuals right now that are right now listening on the show for the classes. What do you do when your chakras aren't balancing and you can't meditate and you're blipping in and you keep seeing that ugly boss at work that's watching over your shoulder?
Well, I first ask for all my stuff to be gone. So in other words, all the stuff I'm carrying for the day or that's in my head or that's bothering me or whatever, I ask that to be cleared. And so just so that I'm a clear channel. So that's why, I mean, I know that sometimes if I don't ask for it to be cleared, all that stuff does enter my head too. So that's a key piece for me. So when I'm ready to meditate and clear my chakras and whatever, you know, of course I do the white light of protection and ask, you know, for all great things to come in and send the love down through the crown chakra. But I do, I just ask for all my stuff to be cleared. I do that every time before I read too. To get all my crap out of the way, because I don't want my crap to be in your reading.
And I love that. See, that's how the centering. And those of you who are doing it, we've got classes. Get a hold of Dina at psychicsgonewild.com. You guys can get with her on it. I have classes here in Tampa right now. My email classes are almost the first of. Almost the last of March, we'll say. We'll go into that instead of because I'm almost filling on that. But I do an 8-week class. Those of you who look on my site there at jethrosmith.net. Exactly what she said there. I've got a couple more of you guys. We're going to grab a couple calls. I know you guys are like, what are you doing? A bunch of you waiting. 985, your phone just came on red. It means you're on live. How are you, 985?
Okay, I'm fine. How are you? I'm fine.
Good. I've been trying to get your phone on. It sure wasn't. I'm pulling it through the line. You've been on since we started, you and about 16 other callers. It didn't want to let you share. What have you been doing with your phone?
Mary, I haven't been doing anything with my phone. Good show tonight. I'm a psychic reader, and I only read when I feel the energy. I don't read. In other words, it has to be spontaneous for me.
Hmm. I like this. Now, what type?
I mean, it has to be. Otherwise, I can't do it.
I love that, and there's a time and a place for reading. I agree. And can I ask your name and what you read? Because I can feel the energy from you. I'm so glad you came in. I could feel you. You've been sending back positive, and I was teasing her about the phone. Somebody's already going to leave her alone. They don't even know your name, and they're already getting on me. New York is why they love me, but on Skype I have a lot of friends.
My name is Risha. My name is Risha. I'm on Facebook, too. My name is Risha Namaste. And
excellent.
I am a I read on Blog Talk Radio. I do 30-minute shows, and I get people calling in. I tell them not to, no repeat callers. Well, I say that because, there was a discussion on that, people calling in and wanting a reading every day. It's just not going to happen. You can't do it. You know what I mean? Your energy doesn't change. Your energy is your energy. Your free will may change certain things, but the energy that I read isn't going to change.
Very good, Risha. Thank you. And we love you coming in, and welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. We will turn in, and I will be listening to your show. I feel the energy from you. Welcome, sister. Help us. What have you got?
You know what? Sometimes psychics need psychic readings because they cannot read themselves. They get impressions or they get too much information, and it's hard to sort it out. And sometimes you need another sensitive person to help you navigate the information that you're getting, to confirm what you're getting. You can't always read yourself. I mean, sometimes, yes.
Yeah, daily things you can, daily things are that is going to happen. But when it comes to your something that you are personally engrossed in or have an emotion with, you sometimes get your own emotion out of the way to see the answer clearly, and that's when another good psychic reader really can come in and help for sure.
Most definitely.
That. And I agree. And I'll tell you one thing. I love what you just said there. This is part. Sometimes the hardest thing for me is, we read all day or in my business. And like you said with that, you've got the energy, you've done the work, and then you have those energies. You want to confirm. If you don't have, like you said, another friend or a person to do, your energy starts working with you and it goes into another situation that also brings out another part of the energy where the energy will start to play rap. I've had it sometimes where they say get the down out, but the energy starts to do that. And so what I love is like this. It's like the more friends, the better. That's part of why Psychics Gone Wild came to be. Remember, Dina? We were friends on something totally different, and I did Living in the Psychic Realm. Asked Dina. She said, sure. We started working together, and we've been Thursday nights for 3 years because of it.
Yeah.
Risha, talk to us a little bit. Do you have a question you want us to look at or something you want Dina to help? I can feel you've got a lot of energy. I just thank you for coming in. I just love
Oh, wow. I love the energy in the show. I think it's great. I've listened to it a few times, and I've really enjoyed it. And I may have been in the queue and wasn't, ever on the show, but I'm glad I got on this evening. Yeah, I'd like some insight, emotional insights. A lot has been happening for me, I would say, over the past 2 years. There's been a lot of resonations with me and people from another country, and I don't know why. India, a lot of people have been gravitating towards me from that part of the world, and I'm not sure why. People say past lives, and there's a reconnection there with soul and so forth and so on, and that's always a possibility. But I'm just trying to figure out, maybe there's some other angle to this, this connection I'm making with people 8,500 miles away from me. I'm just wondering what that is. If anybody can give me some insights on that one.
Yeah, the first thing I got was a past life, several past lives in India. And it's this energy that you're still carrying, but it might have to do with the name, too. So, your name. So, So that right there, I think, it's this energy I feel you're carrying around. And I feel like you were, I don't know what you would call it over there, but you were like a guru or a leader, master, I don't know. Anyway, I feel like you were that in a past life and you're still carrying that energy around. I feel it. You know what I mean? This is something I feel. And so other people, especially people who've also been in that past life with you, are feeling it too. So that's part of the connection. And I also feel like there's still something else that you have to do, something like it's Do you study that medicine? What do you call it? Their ways at all?
Well, I did some research a couple of years ago on, the Rig Veda, and I resonated with some of the stories in the Rig Veda, and that's how I came about with the name Risha. And
right.
I write a lot of aphorisms. I write a lot of things that sayings that are kind of deep, philosophically deep, but yet spiritual. And when I read the Rig Veda, I resonated with that, with the Rishis. The Rishis are those people or sages that translate the language of the light.
Mm-hmm.
And I resonated with that. I said, oh, my God, what is this? And I just kind of resonated with that. And I said, a Rishi. There were female Rishis, too, back then. And they were poets and sages. And that explained to me why I had so many insights as a child. I had so many, I didn't know what they were.
Uh-huh.
So, as you just said, I may have had a past life, or I had a past life as someone who perhaps taught those Rig Veda.
Yeah.
And because I came into this world as a mystic, someone who had, I had a lot of prophetic dreams even as a child,
mm-hmm.
and visions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I didn't know what they were. I didn't know what they were. I had no clue what they were as a child. And I was afraid most of the time. I tell you, I was afraid. And you were talking about kids, you know, who come into the world with abilities. I believe I may have been an indigo child. Is that possible? I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. This,
it was scary.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was the same way. I was afraid as a child, too, because I was getting things all the time. You don't know. It is scary. It is scary as a child because, I mean, that's not what children do. You know, it's what adults do. And so, but you carried it into this life from your past lives. You have three or four of them. You've carried it in, and all this master teachings that you did, it stayed with you because this is what you wanted to come back this time to do. You want to teach. So you still have yet to come something you need to do with all that. I feel like it will be coming within the next 5 years. And, so it can be any time, but within the next 5 years, I feel like this big thing will be coming. It's going to hit you. You will know, and you're going to be teaching yet again, meaning putting something out, teaching, you know, like you're going to be hitting larger people, more people, is what I'm seeing.
Wow.
So you have something to share still, and that's why it keeps coming at you and keeps coming at you, because you're not sharing it to the degree you're supposed to be at the moment. And so that's where you're headed. But like you say, we have free will. You could choose not to.
Yes.
But I feel like you really need to in this lifetime. That's what they're telling me.
Agreed.
Wow, thank you so much. That was very informative.
Thank you, Marisa. Thank you for calling in. We love Dina.
Yeah,
you two together.
It's a confirmation for me. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on.
Get a hold of us at psychicsgonewild.com. We'd love to have you come on and do a show with us, too. I can feel your abilities. You're always a welcome friend here. We'll tell everybody to go to her show, too. And blessings for you calling in. Thank you. You've made my night. I was praying tonight on what to do, and I think you made me feel this has value tonight. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, too, everybody everybody there in the studio. I appreciate this. Namaste. Namaste. Thank you so much, really.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We welcome that. And, boy, Dina, you always seem to amaze us no matter what we're doing. I've got people over here joking about why did you ever let Dina go. I didn't. She's on tonight. You guys, that's Dina. I don't know. I just love these people. They make me giggle. We've got about six other calls still trying to come in. We love that. We got to hear Risha. Mystique Raven is going to be, Raven Mystique is going to be on here. We're working together. She's going to come on and do some angel card readings with her phenomenal husband, Dale. Those of you know of our phenomenal Ontario reader, we are in the mix of that. We've got Linda Irwin. We're discussing with her. She's going to come back on Psyche's Gone Wild from Unseen World. Don't you forget, the woman is the best. And Dina, we've been doing this quite a bit. Tell everybody, we've all been teasing us about our bloopers and moments as we come into our birthday. I know we've had a lot. I mean, would you care to share one that, of the bloopers before I tell the one I've got on you?
I'll go first, because I need to think about
this. You're going to think about, see, if I tell a nice one, she'll be nice. What I've got. My favorite one is the blooper when we were having the individuals call in, and the lady called in, and she basically wanted to mess with us, and she called in to really say, we had said, please, you know, just a general reading is nice, but you got to say something more. And Dina is very feisty, as you guys have seen. She has a wonderful sense of humor. And the person called in, and she's like, I just want a general. And the more Dina went, you know, you need to at least give me your name or something to get permission from the guides. She goes, like, general. And all of a sudden, Dina named her name, named the issue, and explained to her that if she wanted her to tell her about this uncle that was on the other side, she needed to tell her more. And all the other individuals back then, this has been about a year and a half, maybe a little over a year, all the other individuals who were with us that night kind of freaked out. And so then me and Dina went on to do the show. That was back when we had Psychic Table. And so we ended up doing a show like you guys see now of me and Dina talking and reading for you guys. The other readers were like, what is wrong with her? And it's like, you said it really cute, because Dina said, she's, when I read and you just keep saying general, my mind just gets this general stuff. And the person was being ornery, and it was so cute, because remember, it's like, Dina, I mean, you just read all this stuff, and you don't even have this. And you're like, well, just tell me, ask your question. And we're like, I think you pretty much hit everything she has on her. You've read her table, you read her, I think the neighbor. It was like, that was my fun one. I love that. Dina was like, stop laughing, Jethro.
Well, mine was, it's not necessarily what was said, but remember we went through a period where, my God, our energies together kept knocking out the show.
Yes.
I mean, that happened, was going on for quite a while, like a month straight or something like that. It kept knocking out the show. And I'm like, wow, you know, it would just, you know, like an energy thing. And that was like, again, are you kidding me?
Tonight we have, and we have quite a few calls that are just spinning. We were able to get a few in, a couple others did. And if you do get knocked off, you know, if it drops, you call back in, the 773-897-6461. See, I've gotten used to it. And we know Mercury retrograde's coming. And ironically, this is something that you said, Dina, is true. Everybody goes really Mercury retrograde, and they go, ah, with me and Dina's energy, we go, oh, good, it can catch up. Because when it starts going backwards, we have these really intense shows, and we do find the hidden things and all the things people talk about. But we have so much of high energy that, you know, it's just another day for us. It's just like I had someone say, put blame it on the Mercury, and I was laughing, and I go, we never did, you know. It's like there.
Yeah, that's our day every day.
And I've got an individual telling me on here, Jethro, you've been so calm tonight. Every night I call in, you're different. I want to thank you. We want to thank all of you in Australia. We had quite a few individuals that called in and had some readings done. I know it's a totally different time there. And one of the individuals wants to know, Dina, they would like to know, if they were to do a mediumship through the phone, would they need to send you something so that you could talk to their mom? Their mom has passed away 2 months ago. You said on one of your shows that it takes a little while. Would 2 months be? Could they get a mediumship work done for you with you, even though she's only been gone 2 months?
Yeah, you can get them done. You actually can get them done the minute they pass. however, they're stronger once they've settled in, basically, is the way you want to put it. Get over there and settle in. So, no, I don't need anything. It's just they just start talking to me when I call them in, because I call them in. And I can, and they all come in. I don't have a problem with that. So, no, I can do it over the phone. I can do it wherever. Yep.
I love it. And I've got some people here saying they're going to come to Florida. Stop by. We'll peach party together. I'd love to go out and hunt shells and have a blast here. So, yes. And I love that, Dina, because each person has their own individually what they've got going on with how they want to do mediumship. We do have one that came in here, and it's been on for a while. 916, would you like to have a few minutes here with me and Dina before they throw us out that door?
Oh, yeah. I have a serious question, though, but I have knocked your show off a few times. I remember that.
It's all of you energy friends of mine. Ladies, be good. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm a little bit confused, though, about my daughter's back because she has a lot of problems, but I only want you to concentrate on the back. I've done everything I could do for this back, and anybody that had a back problem would have responded by now. Is she going to have, like, surgical intervention or something more serious than the naturopathic care? And
What is your name?
My name is Diana.
And what's your daughter's name?
And my daughter's name is Sundara.
Sundara. Well, have you taken her to have energy work done?
Yes, she said.
Well, yeah, I'm doing the energy work
because I'm feeling like it's something from a past life or something. She had this for quite some time. Yeah, she came with this. So feel like what's that? I feel
like you're really confirming what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling. So keep going.
She fell and fell long, like a really long drop and hard, and it crippled her back. It was one of her past lives, and so this is. And then in another past life, I feel like she had something like she was in a car or an accident that was almost something stabbed her in the back. You know, it wasn't somebody stabbing her in the back, but something kind of went through it. And so she's had what I'm seeing from two different past lives, two wounds in her back. And so she carried it into this life. So I feel like with a lot of energy work, that it can be helped cleared up because I don't feel like you might want to add chiropractic and that to it too. You know what I mean? But I feel like it's an energy thing from a past life mostly. That needs to be moved out of there.
Chiropractic didn't work. She did that for a while, but then she's had a lot more problems since then. So I'm going to keep going with what you said then, and not force her to see a medical doctor yet.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like first, these need to be cleared out before it can be fixed. You see. So once these get cleared out, I mean, I do. I know I remove a lot of that stuff. I don't know. You know, you choose who you want to choose, but I remove a lot of that stuff from people. And
do that too. I can pull it out with a tuning fork. They're like black snakes in the aura.
Yeah.
You pull them out like spaghetti.
But it's deep wounds. It's deep wounds, so you're going to have to do a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it is connected to also some emotions that she had in this lifetime. That's why they're getting magnified or worse or whatever. All the emotions.
Well, she's been through. Yeah. She's been through
That's
a lot. Her husband just died. And she has the bird flu. She's very sick. So I'll keep working energetically, though. I think that she will wake up, though, too. But she's not really into the psychic stuff. She's just now starting to learn.
Oh my goodness, as strong mom as you are, and those of you know, this is my favorite not only healing friend, but our window that went out and did all the work, and just you're just the wildest one in the energy. Then it's good, Diana, to hear with you. I'm so glad to hear you again. I know you're working hard. I can feel the strength, and you know, all of us do a little prayer here. That's one of the hardest things to be a healer. You have to heal yourself, and now you are also healing with this child. You're just such a strong a woman of light. We call a medicine bag strengthener or a woman of power. and I bless you. Thank you for calling in. We used to be a little laugh together. So definitely, and put in for those contests. You know, we can send you some of this cool stuff I've got here in the house and get space where Jethro can move around and make more food.
Okay.
Okay, we got it down here. They're pushing it to the door. We got it going back. Diane's still on, and Dina's here with me. We're going to welcome all of you guys at the 90 seconds before they say night-night. Thank you for psychicsdunwell.com. Get a hold of me and Dina if you want readings. Get a hold of us. Diana, I still think you should come on some night. We'll do a healing center night. You was talking about some of the stuff here. I have people going, she does tuning forks. I go, I think, Diana, you've worked with a lot of different of the non-tools, but you're just like, you and Dina are a lot comparable. That's why I laughed when you said you've done the phones. That's probably why tonight these two light workers are like, you know, I always love the healers because you guys are like, and I'm getting all this energy, and my face is like, you know, they're like, what is it? It's like, it's the light energy, you know? So we're going here, guys. We've got it down. Dina, anything you want to tell everybody before they throw us out that wonderful door?
No, just to enjoy this wonderful, awesome energy that's swirling around right now. Make the most of it and just, you know, keep the love and the light with you.
Definitely. We've got a little key thing for those of you who are tuning in. We've had winners. Raquel, Bettina, also Janice, Aaron, you won also tonight on psychicsdunwell.com, putting in your name. You will be getting those books in the mail. Why do we do it? And like they said tonight, because it's a blast. Have a good night. Bye. See you tomorrow night.